Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks and praise for being a just and forgiving God. We praise you for being our refuge, our fortress, and our God in whom we trust. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers this day and every day. We name before you this day our brothers and sisters who are struggling in body, mind, and spirit, and ask for your strength, comfort, and healing. Lord, today in this moment, we uplift Dixie. We thank you for years of protection and guidance for Dixie. And now, Lord, in this day, we understand that she's had some struggles. We don't know what they are, but we pray that you would once again powerfully intercede, bring protection and restoration of health according to your will. Lord, also those others that we mentioned today, for Betty Hagen, as she continues to recover, we thank you for answered prayer from last week, and we do boldly ask, Lord, that you would restore her fully. And in those times of loneliness, Lord, visit her. Let her know that your presence is there. For Alex, we thank you too for his noted recovery and pray for better health in the days ahead. For Terry, as he awaits plans for surgery, Brenda, Brian, Angela, Angel, Peggy Malcolm's family, Tim and Raina, Georgette, Kai, Bob, Jerry and Joyce, Addie, Craig, Kathy, the Motlock family, Janine, Melody and Brad, Joe and Caroline, Holly and Haley. Lord, in your mercy, Lord Jesus, you united us in a common faith and family at our baptism. Lead and guide us in living out our baptismal faith as we speak up about you in this world, so that the people we connect with may hear your word. Bless this day our friends in Christ at College United Methodist Church in Philomath and their pastor, Pastor Jim Pierce. We thank you for the faithful witness they show for Jesus in our community. Lord, in your mercy, O Holy Spirit, you work in many unseen and mysterious ways. As we look around our world, we see destruction and violence. We ask that you bring peace and wholeness. We ask for you to give your wisdom to all the leaders of our world, our nation, our state, and our community, so that they may govern justly. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we thank you for graciously bringing Grant Holesto to this point in his education. For all the efforts of parents and teachers through these years, we praise you. We ask wisdom and guidance for Grant as he makes decisions about his life. Give him a rich measure of your spirit as fields of study and opportunities for employment become available. May he ever grow closer to you in faith, and with his life honor the name of your only Son, Jesus our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, Lord God, you have provided a Sunday school superintendent, two of them, Sunday school teachers and students this year at Peace, to learn about you and your love. Receive our thanks for the head and heart knowledge gained this year during our Sunday school programming. As we turn toward summer, we ask that you would give them good rest and even more assurance of your love. Lord, in your mercy, it is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated for our final hymn.